Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, Ribui ha-siudot shemarbim bahem hem siudot reshus shelo karum lemishte lesimcha. That which we have been hugging have siudot, they're really, according to Shulchan Aruch, the reshus. The Yesh Omrim, says the Ramo, sheyes kitzat mitzvah beribui ha-siudot משום דבעוסן הימים היה חנוכת המזבח. That at that time, this period of time, and this time of the year, 25th of Kislev, there were ימי היה חנוכת המזבח, the inauguration of the מזבח. But in fact, if we're talking about the מזבח, the Mishkan, in the time of Moshe, we know it was in Nisan. But Chazal tell us that in fact it was completed by Hanukkah, and so therefore there was supposed to be some sort of celebration in this completion of the Mishkan, which is on Tav Heh Bekislev, and therefore Nagim Zmirot Tishpachot. That's what the Ramo says, that there is an inyan to make a Suda because of the Chinuch HaMizbeach, and I suppose the Hashmonaim, when they came in, they lit the menorah, then they also inaugurated the Avodah with the Mizbeach and so on. But the concept of this celebration of Kaf Heh Kislev because of the Chanukat HaMizbeach at the time of Moshe, the completion, it's a interesting thought, because you know that was the Machshava. Am Yisrael at that time, when they did the Avodah with such zrizut, that they completed in a very short time. Moshe came down after Yom Kippur. From after Yom Kippur, he told them about the Mishkan, the Asiyat Mishkan, and he completed it by Kislev, Kaf Heh Kislev. They completed it. That was the zrizut of Klal Yisrael, and the Machshava with all the might and all the Machshava they put in, and that couldn't go without celebration. Hadish Baruch Hu promised them there'll come a time when that will be celebrated, and that celebration really goes on. We still have it today, and that's what he said, Sudat, there is an Indian of Sudat Mitzvah. But let's see the Gemara. If there's any indication from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says Mai Chanukah, and we know the Tanu Rabbanan the Kafhe the Kislev Yomei the Chanukah Tamni Ahinun Yelo Lemispedun Yelo Lemitanud Bahon. The Gemara goes on, כשנכנסו יוונים להיכל, תימו כל השמנים, that was what they after, שמנים, המרמז of חוכמה. And that they wanted to fight against the thoughts and the מחשבות and the חוכמה of כלל ישראל, which is Torah. שבהם, כשגברה מלכות בית חשמונאי, ונצחום. And when the חשמונאים got the upper hand and they defeated them, בדקו ולא מצאו אלה פח אחד של שמן. Just one little bit of oil they found. The Gemara concentrates on the nest of the Pach Shemen. V'edliku mimenu shmona yamim. L'shana acheret, for a year, kav'um ve'asum yamim tovim behalel ubehodah. Following years, they fixed it as a Yom Tov, Yamim Tovim. We'll see what this means. Behalel, to say the Halel, Vehoda'a. Rashi says on the spot, Hachi Garzinan, no asum Yamim Tovim Behalel Vehoda'a. Lo Rishi Esturim Bemelacha. Not to tell you, if you might understand by the words Yom Tov, Yamim Tovim, then some Isur Melachot like we have on Yom Tov or in Chol HaMoed, lo she'asum b'malacha shelo nekvu eile likot halel ulomar al hanisim b'hodah. They only fixed it lehalel, that you say the halel and you say al hanisim in the tefillah b'hodah by the modim, you say al hanisim. That's what Rashi explains. Yam Shel Shlomo, the Mashal, wants to be dyed from Rashi, that really what he said, Yamim Tovim, and Rashi goes to the trouble of explaining Loli Inyan Isurim Melacha. So he said, but there are other inyanim of Yom Tov. You know what? You have to make a suda. There's an inyan of suda, lechabed et Yom Tov. There's an inyan like that. And that's what Marshal wants to be dying from Rashi, that there is an inyan of suda, mitzad the takana, which the Chachamim fixed. But really, it's not such a sure raya, because then Rashi wouldn't have to go on and say, לא שאסורים במלאכה שלא נקראו אלה לקרות הלב ועודה. I mean the other things, why only להלב ועודה? So that duke is not such a of the marshal. Let's see the Rambam, what the Rambam says. Rambam says, he brings down the Gemara, he brings down the story of the כשגברו ישראל על אויביהם ועבדום, and he says, ובני זה תקנו חכמים שבאותו הדור שיהיו שמונת הימים אלו שתחילתם מלאם 25 בכסלו, ימי שמחה והלל. Something the Rambam has added on something which is really not mentioned in the Gemara, and he seems to have taken off something which is mentioned in the Gemara. He says, ימי שמחה והלל. Now the Gemara doesn't say the word Simcha, says, yeah. And Vehalel, what about Hoda? Doesn't mention Hoda. Umadlikim ma'im ha'neirot be'erev al pitchei ha'batim batim bekol laila ve'laila mishmonat ha'lelot le'arot ve'legalot ha'nes v'ayamim ilu nikraim Chanukah. And so he goes on, ve'adlakat neirot ba'im mitzvah medivrei sofrim k'kriyat ha'megillah. So the Rambam suddenly comes along and he puts in here Yemei Simcha VeHalel. And what did he do with Hoda? What happened with the Hoda? Which Rashi explains, it's the Hoda. In fact, the Achronim speak about this point, and they want to say that the Rambam brings in, leaves out the word Hoda'ayah, because it's really, it's included in the Shasa Nisim Laavoteinu. When we write that Lakot Nero, we light the lights of Hanukkah, we also make a bracha on Nisim. We also modi at the Nes. He says that's what is included in what Rambam says. Madlikim by neirot be'erev al pitchei ha'batim bekol laila ve'laila leharot ve'legalot et ha'nes. And therefore, that's how he learned the Hoda'ah, which is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara is a Halel for Hoda'ah. The Hoda'ah means in the Hadlakat Nes, not like Rashi, which refers to the Tefillah. Now, if you look at the Rambam brings down in Hilchat Tefillah, he brings down the halakha that you have to, of course, you have to, in the Tefillah we say, Hoda, we have to say, Al-Elisim in Tefillah. So why don't they explain, why does Rambam bring it here? He should have brought it here and explained like Rashi, since the halakha is the same, you've got to say the Hoda in Tefillah. I would say, possibly say, that the Rambam understood that the Hoda'ah which you do in Tefillah, and his Makor is from a Tosefta and Brochus, it speaks about Hoda'ah and Tefillah, Chozri, and you have to say Hoda'ah and Tefillah. But why did Rambam make a difference? Why did he learn to keep a Shuto? Rashi does that is going on the Hoda'ah and Tefillah, because it would seem like this, that the Krono which Chachamim made was Pach Shemen, the Nes of the Pach Shemen. If you look at the Tefillah, the Hoda'ah, we say in Tefillah al Nesim, al Sukkah, al Shot, al Gvot, then it speaks about the Milchama. It speaks about the Milchama, it speaks about the fight, because they came to Le'avir HaDatenu, they wanted us to leave Judaism, Yiddishkeit, they wanted us to become like them, and we fought, and the Kohanim fought, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made wonderful Nesim and Niflaot, that me'atim bi'ad rabim, t'meim bi'ad tohorim, v'edim bi'ad oseh toratecha, which is the odza, unbelievable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and we were able, that was greatness, was great miracle. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. Not really. All speaks of a nest of the Pach Shemen. And the Rambam understands that when we say Hoda'ah, when we talk about Modim, we are talking about a physical deliverance from sakana, from life and death situation. That is the Hoda'ah, that's the Nes, and that is the Hoda'ah, the Tefillah. a different Makor. That which we talk about Hoda over here in the Gemara, the Gemara means that that is talking about Hoda, which is for the Pach Shemen, and that the Shasan Nisim Labusenu, Shasan Nisim Labusenu, the Amin when we want to say, which goes on the Pach Shemen. That is how we could understand this piece of the Rambam. But let's come back to Rambam. Rambam says, "Lesimcha ulehalel." What is the halel here? What is simcha ulehalel? And I saw the mashal, the Yom Shlomo, all the ones who medayit from the Rambam, that the simcha means suda. What's the meaning of simcha means suda? But again, I think it's not so much. We'll see in the next. We try and explain Rashi and explain the Rambam. That simcha could be, the Rambam is speaking about the simcha. We find simcha in many. And why did Rambam, how did Rambam get the word simcha from? Where did he get it from? What is the makor of simcha? When the Gemara says, Asu yamim tovim, the halel hoda, the Rambam understood yamim tovim, not like Rashi. From Rashi, Rashi understood yamim tovim means yamim tovim, means hayom tov. But you know what? He's careful to say, not le'inyan melachot, there were no isurim, no melachot, and like the Marshal is bedak, but it was le'inyan hallelujah. So Rashi, we have to understand Rashi. But the Rambam understood yamim tovim, he understood with the Gemara in Tanit. The one time he says, "Lo hayu yomim tovim beYisrael ke yom haKippurim veChamisha asar veAf." There was no yamim tovim as happy days like Yom Kippur. And the one says, "Talk about yamim tovim." It's not talking about yamim tovim yom tov. It's talking about tovim happy days, like we say Chamisha asar. There's no yamim tovim inyan from yom tov. It's simcha. It's an idea of being happy over time for happiness. Then they had menavim, that the Benot Yisrael should go out. They did things to generate happiness. Maybe we would try, according to Rambam, simcha would be like he says in the Chol Yom Tov. He says over there, simcha, gvarim, bosa v'yayin, a good cholent, or a good steak, you know, a good that simcha that makes a man happy. What makes a woman happy? You buy presents. You buy tachshitim. They say, no, but no, but what do you make the kids? Today, I thought they'd be very happy with just giving them a little sweets or a little nuts, a gozim. That's not so easy. Someone attacked me on this. He said, "We're starting a new minhag. You want a woman, we say, buy tachshitim for women on Yom, on Hanukkah." I said, "You know, what could you do? Only buy on Hanukkah. Then you'd save yourself a lot of money." Yeah. So, you know, so Rambam learned Yemei Simcha from the word Yamim Tovim. That doesn't mean Yom Tov, it means Simcha, to be Sameach. Now we still have to understand another point. We have to understand the point of the Rambam, what does Rashi mean? According to really Rashi, it's a bit of a contradiction. On one hand, Rashi saying that it is Yom Tov, Yamim Tovim, not for Isurim, but then he says only for Halel. It's a bit of a, you can't say it's Ad Halachot, and yet we mean for Suda or something, it doesn't seem like that. And the other one also we have to understand, and the Rambam doesn't mention just as the Halel, doesn't say anything about Yom Tov, Simcha and Halel. We could understand this in another way. You know, the Machloki, the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi understood that the Yamim Tovim Lehalel, and Rambam says there's another Musar of Halel. I mean, could be the both Musarim, but there's a Halel which we say for a Nes. Halel, usually we have the Halel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshabeach Hashem for the Nisim He has done to us, and that's the sort of Halel we celebrate on Chanukah and Purim. It's mainly a Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a special nest, and there might, and Hanukkah, that there's a nest we made, the Halil or Hanukkah is Leshabeach Al Nisim, on the nest which HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we find another sort of Halil, We find another sort of Hallel in Yom Tov. Not necessarily for a nest. I won't argue with you, maybe in Pesach, maybe in the, but tell me in Shavuot. So what? No Matan Torah tell you, but it's not because of the nest of Matan Torah tell you. If you find again, you find it's really a Teret, we say Hallel. It's really a Teret, there's no nest. There's no Indian of nest. And so on. The Gemara wants to say, even on Rosh Hashanah, we should say Hallel. Or it says, Eimat Adin, how can you say Hallel? So there is a union of Hallel, which is a Hallel of Yom Tov. And there's a din of Hallel, there's a union of Hallel, which is on a nest, on a miracle. I think this is the point here. Rambam is simple. On a nest, Tiknu, on a nest of a Pach Shemen, Tiknu Hallel. That's on a nest. Comes Rashi and he adds something on here. Rashi is telling us she'asu yamin tovim le'inyan Hallel Yehuda. Hold up. What is Hallel Yehuda? Going to Rashi. The Hallel is a Yom Tov Dika Hallel. Not just Hallel, which is Haskorah of the nest. It's a Hallel on the day. What is the Hallel we say on a normal Yom Tov? The Hallel we say, we're thanking God for Hosea Yom Tavila Mishukhabo, this day which we appreciate and we thank you for, because every Yom Tov in Klal Yisrael is not a Yom Tov, it's a calendar. It's not a calendar. We celebrate a commemoration. A Yom Tov is a fee, is a living calendar where we get the hashpa'ah of that Yom Tov, we have the influence of that Yom Tov, and we feel whatever that chag is for, if it's a chag of chayrut, if it's for Matan Torah, if it's for Simcha, whatever that chag is, it has, it's mashpia, it gives to us, it's mashpia on us, it makes us, it has an effect on us. The Kedushat HaChag, the Indian of the chag. Says Rashi Mechadesh here, from the words of the Rimal, Yamim Tovim Lehalel. And Hoda'a is Lehaskir et Me'ura. We have Yom Tov, Olamoy, we have all that. We mention the what has happened. And here we do it in the Avodah. So Kodivashi, the Hoda'a and Halel go together. But the Halel is a Yom Tov Dika Halel. That for this day, which we are in, these days of Hanukkah, there's a special influence and a special ashpah of the day of Hanukkah. And that's what we have gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us such a day. So that's where the Rambam and Rashi differ. Rashi says, Hallel, lo li'isur melacha, you see this Yom Tov li'isur melacha, eli likro, Hallel, wehoda. That's a Yom Tov bika Hallel, not a Hallel of Stamal Nisim. And that was the Chiddush Shabbat. You know, Rashi, this concept, we have in Hanukkah. We think, you know, Hanukkah was very mitzvah to light Neirot. And we seem to make a big inyan that architectly regal Mashu, that the inyan to give over to other people, to show the net, le farsem et anes, true. According to Ramon, is Manazeh, is Bifnim, but it must be Nebayit. According to the Magen Avraham, and this, you have to have people awake if you're not lighting in the correct time. You're not lighting in the correct time without someone sitting around waiting someone to appreciate to be mefarsem. But really the Indian of Pirsum Nes, this Indian of Hanukkah, is a thing for us. We've got to appreciate in ourselves what Hanukkah is, what happened, that Am Yisrael in a dark galut, the galut of Yavan was choshech is not just you know a darkness, which is physical darkness, it's a darkness in the mind. They began to draw the machshavot of Klal Yisrael, to pull Klal Yisrael from Torah. They saw everything dark. They didn't see the light of the Torah anymore. They could not see the light of our inheritance, of our Nachla. And all this was taken away. And Hashmonaim was revealed, and Am Yisrael came back, and they saw the our inheritance. What can we learn from them? There's nothing we can learn from them. Only things which are not so good. The point, Moria, and we have it. And he says this, so that the Nisim Lefarsem is not only for others. We also think we're doing it for others. It's for us. it's for us to appreciate and see that light. I bring a raya. The raya mean if a person nobody's lighting for him, oh makhlukat shuharu. If a person is not going to light that night, he hasn't got opportunity to light. He's traveling on a plane, he's traveling somewhere, I don't know. He's not won't get to his place for the next day. And he sees Hanukkah lights. He can make a bracha. So what is that? I mean, where's the pirsum? You're not making any pirsum. It's for you. You've got to see those lights and you've got to appreciate Hala Nesib. So it's a message to us, a personal for us. You know, Rabbi Yosef Eilab, Rabbi Yehuda Sakta, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Porat Yosef, he said a beautiful thought on this. He said like this. He says, look, you know, we say the halacha of putting the nerot, the petach habayit, in the opening of the house. Where do we put it? On the right hand side you have the mezuzah. On the left hand side you put the menorah. He says, when you come into the home, on the right hand all you mean is always the strong side. When you come into the home, you see that mezuzah. That mezuzah is a siman, and it's a protection for the home, for the Jewish home, that we leave the ashpol, the street outside. We leave all that we use. You know, unfortunately, today for Parnassah, for other things, we come into contact with things which are not so Jewish, not so conducive to Torah life. And out there, when we come into the Jewish home, there's the mezuzah. You leave all these things behind. You've come home where there's the light of the Torah, where there's light for home, which is the Yiddish or Jewish home, and you mustn't bring any, leave all those things out, and the mezuzah will protect you, make sure that the hashpah is. Today we're having an uphill battle. You don't have to come through the door. The hashpah doesn't have to come through the door. It can come from your little pocket here, it can come from here, it can come from here, it can come from. Today, uphill battle to keep all that, those influences out. That's a symbol of the mezuzah. The menorah, when you go out of the house, the menorah is on the right hand side. A Jew goes out into the world, he's going out and he's showing the world what we have in our homes. Come and see the kedusha, see the derech eretz, see what the world is blustering about, and got doing the wrong things and they're crying about it, but they can't correct it. And come and see our homes. See the homes which have Torah. Instead of having a big tree, they have a Sfarim Shalk. They have all the things which they need to keep our minds occupied and to keep our Kedusha with us. That's when you go out, let the world take out with you the Yiddish message. That's the menorah. Because the menorah is the Gevaltik, the Ramban. Says in Pasha's Nathor, when he speaks about Barucha, when he speaks about the Nechlesh Data Shel Aaron, in that Beit HaMikdash, in that place, when you light the menorah, which is a Bodet Tamidit, it's not once a year, it's not a few days a year, it's a daily lighting. That's the Jewish home. There I will bring you, give you a Hanukkah, which will bring that light into the Jewish home. That's a Hanukkah. The light into the Jewish home. The light, bring back the light of the Torah. And that's what was promised to Aaron. And that's what we have today when we see the Nerot of Hanukkah. Look through. Just think back a little bit. How many hundreds of years? There's not a mitzvah from the Torah. It's a mitzvah from the Chachamim. And Am Yisrael, wherever you go, Hanukkah, everybody keeps Hanukkah. Okay, Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, this is the message which has been goes out that it's the Jewish home and it's got Ishva Beto. It comes out, the message comes out from the Jewish home. This is what, and there are unfortunate people outside who don't see that. We want to show it to them as well. We want to show them what we have, our Nachla, our heritage. We're not short of anything. We don't need anything from the world. Maybe a little Farnosa, but not any sort of influence, not any sort of learning or understanding from them. Am Yisrael, That's what you, and that's why it's when you go out, it's on the right hand side. So now we've come, we've explained a little bit these, the Shita of Rashi, Rambam, and according to Yamshe Shlomo, there's an Indian of Suda which he learned from here, the Tekona of Suda. Not like the Shulchan Aruch says, Zushus, or Rabo says, because of the Mizbeah, because, you know, but could be it's because of the Tekona which we have. But I don't think the Rayot are Mukhraq, you can understand, we can, like we explained before, and Rashi is not such a big deal, and Rambam is not such a big deal, but anyway, we should understand that the Hallel of Hanukkah is a difference of the for the day, not just for the commemoration of the miracle according to Rashi. And this is a little bit of what we've been learning recently, but I just want to bring one point. Maybe there's a very, you know, that everybody speaks about the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that when you make the Mehadrin min Mehadrin, the Nes of Mehadrin, the Indian of Mehadrin min Mehadrin, whether it is like we do, the Sfaradim do, we have one menorah in a household and we light and we increase the light every day, but everybody lights. Yeah, in the Rambam it says it differently. The Rambam says that the Balabai lights for everybody, that's how it's mashma, and the Brisker all speaks about this. He's the Dayek from the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say Kolei Madlik. He says Yadlik Lefi Minyan Ha Anshei Habayit, according to the number of people. That means the Baal HaBayit lights 10 lights if he's got 10 people in the room. Yeah, by the way, I don't know why, you know, why don't the ladies light? Anshei HaBayit, it should be everybody as well. Yeah, but anyway, Rambam seems to say he lights. The Ramok and the Tosafot learns that since there's no haircut in that, therefore the Mahadrin mina Mahadrin is not going on the Mahadrin. It's only going on the, it's just one menorah, so there'll be haircut how many nights there are. That's marker. And even though the Rambam holds learns this way, we hold, like the Rambam brings on himself, mina anchet fad, ares fad. The mina ares fad was like, the Maghaba says that he put one light. That's a machloket in this Indian of Hidu. That's a big question. How can you make a bracha on Hidu? How can you make a bracha on Hidu? You know, let's say for instance, someone took an etrog. Yeah? And he made the bracha, and then someone brings a very beautiful etrog. Can he make another bracha on the etrog? Does he have to take the other etrog? No, because he's done the mitzvah. Hidu has got to be part of the mitzvah. And therefore, when you do the mitzvah, you do the Hidu. That's how it should be. Right? So the question is, how come here? So what is the Indian of Hanukkah? So there's a machloket Rambam and Tur about sitting me'ashena me'akrim et amila. So the Gemara says you don't go back for them. Yeah, if you've stopped cutting, you don't go back for them. So the Rambam learns that going on the whole, somehow he learns the Gemara over there, we can't go into it now, that it's going any time. Even on a weekday, if you've done the tzitzin, you've done the mila, and you didn't do the tzitzin, you can't go back afterwards and start trimming the tzitzin she'en la'akrim. The Torah says that's only on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't go back, you've done the ma'aseh, you can't go back for the tzitzin because it's not the mitzvah itself. So you can't do the mitzvah by itself. But on a weekday, the Torah says you go back and you cut the tzitzin. But whatever the Torah is saying, it's not a machloket. Nobody, everybody agrees that if I took an etrog, I can't go after to take another etrog with the Hidu. So there must be some connection between the mitzvah and the Hidu. The Rambam holds it's part of the, and this is what the Briskarov explained, it is part of the ma'asim mitzvah. And therefore, once you've let off, don't go back, finish, it's done. Yeah? Can't go back to Hidu for that. The Torah says, no, that's only on Shabbos, you can't go back. But even though it's not part of the ma'asim mitzvah, but you know what? That's what I want to add on. It's a chesed of the mitzvah. At the end, you have a very beautiful mila, because since you trimmed it, you did all the ini ma'asim, it's a hidu mitzvah. You've got a result in there too. The chesed of the mitzvah, even if it's not in the ma'asim, it's the chesed of the mitzvah you have to do. So now, if you're going to compare, we're going to compare hadlakat nerv. So we say that what is Mahadrin with a Mahadrin? So the Mahadrin line is going on the Mahadrin. Yeah, and if Rabo comes along because of the question of Tosfot, there's no hekah. He says he's put a menorah in different places. So he should know how many eyes it is. Each one should have his own menorah. Right? He's taking away the question on the Rambam by making a new explanation. You've got a Hidu mitzvah, and a mitzvah, and the Hidu is the mola everybody likes. That's how the Rizkarov learns the but the question is, this is my hara, that if we say that at least you need a Hidu in the Chetit, you've got something to show that you've done more lighting. I think it would follow that everybody should be lighting around about the same time. Or at least when the next one comes along, when the other lights should still be on. But if the other lights are off, comes later, he lights one, what's he doing with God? So everybody's going to notice when this one came and then this one. So it's when the Hidu has to be at least that you've got many lights, as many Anshepeto, many menorah, as many of the people of the household. So that I think would be, I'm not passing halakha for that, but then I thought that really we should be lighting all together, because the Hidu must be part of the mitzvah.